Yeah, down the few days. Look at this. Goy minei Reb Zeira Reb Yehuda. Reb Zeira was a shalach from Reb Yehuda like this. Isha malsha tivdek atzmo labayla. If an isha wants to, it's a nice thing to do to check herself right before Tashmish, for even for her husband's sake, to make sure she's Torah. So Amalei says back to him, le tivdek. No, she should not make the bedik. It's not worth it. Don't do it. But the more of a tivdek, let her do it. Matter of fact, what's the difference? We're not saying she has a chiv too. If she wants to do it, what's wrong? So we're saying, yes, still it's wrong. Because him came, if the wife does like in front of her husband, Liba naik for your parish, means the husband will have doubts now. If he sees his wife making the bdika, it must be that he thinks maybe she's telling him she fell down. So therefore it will be parish, therefore it's not kedai to make the bdika. Boimene rababa mefuna. Isha maosha tivda gatsma kishir vesis. Should an isha check itself right after tashmish? Today lechayiv by lechatis. We'll have a good more later about this. So she makes a bdika right after Tashmish, and she finds to be Tamei, so we have right to say that she was Tamei before Bishas Tashmish, and the husband that lived with the Nida, so Bichai Vachatis. Only said back to first of all, Mimish Kachasal Lebdika, is it possible to make a good bdika in this time? Because Shia Vesas, that's not possible. That time we learn, like we'll see later, Ezeo Shia Vesas, what's the Shia to check yourself right afterwards, to say that Dam was there before? It's a Moshan example, the Shamesh, that to obey the like, the Yed and the Edim, Shem Dimitarim are standing by the door. When the waiter goes out, Nichna say the Edim come in. Here also means like, as soon as the Shamesh, as soon as you finish beer, right away you have to check her, that next second. Have a vest, Shomru, Likinuach, and this only helps if she just wipes herself. But if she's right after the Eva comes out, she's going to take a cloth and go inside and make a Bdika, that takes too long. By the time she comes out, it's not a proof to say the dam was there before. So there's not enough time to make a bedika and then say the dam was there before. So anyway, he's not chayiv v'chatis. And the more said this, the question was, ma'asha tikinuach. Maybe she could die for as soon as the husband comes out of her, right then she should just wipe herself there. And to see whether she's tamei, if she wipes herself and see she's tamei, that's a proof the dam was there before and the husband will be chayiv v'chatis. And he could be on his stem to the shalom like this. Hochi boy minei. And I'm not just time to wipe yourself, but maybe right after Tashmish she should make a good bedika, stick a hand in there, and she should check herself well. And she comes out, she finds herself, she's Tamei, and then it's a suffix whether that dam was there before Bishas Tazim was there. So Bechayev and Hashem Toli. All Malois, he said back to him, such a boasty shalos, let Tivdi. No, she should not check herself. For the moment, Tivdi, let her check herself, what's the difference? I'm trained, Liba Nekfa Perish, if she checks herself, so the husband will have doubts, maybe she's really Tamei, and he won't want to live with her. Therefore, Kit is not Kedai, so he should check herself. Now it says the Mishnah Bishor, she averis. The time what? When she's going to have Tashmish, she has to check herself before and afterwards. Omer Avam, Omer Av Yanai. Vizel Eidin Shot Snuyis. This is like the Eidin means, this is the manner of what Snuyis they used to do. They used to make a Bdika before and a Bdika afterwards. Omer Avam, Bamam, Avami. Tony Tzvichas, Al Mishnah says, every Isha has to. Bishas that Tyrus that to check himself before Tashmish and after Tashmish. The at Tony Tznuyas, you say Tznuyas, Mashmoni a Choshev lady. Omle said back to Miesh, and Yom I say that call a Mekam did a Chom and Nikra Tznuyah. Ever listen to the Chom and they call it Tznuyah. So that's what I meant to say. They listen to the Chom. Omle Rava, Bishayin the Mekam did a Chom Tznuyah le Mikri or Russian le Mikri. That's not a good Russian. You say if they don't listen, they're just not called Tznuyah. It's not like a Tzadikis. But not a Russia, they should be called a Russia also. It's not a good Russian. And rather like this, on my Rava. He meant to say like this. Tznuyos, these special ladies, aid Shebotku boy Atzmon of the Tashmish there. The aid, the Shemata, they used to check themselves before this Tashmish, and Brit Kizmon of the Tashmish Sacha, they would not use it over again to check a second time, even though it was clean. But Mash was not as clean as the beginning, they would not use it a second time. But for Shane Tznuyos, ladies, they were not Tznuyos. Then Boykus, they would check themselves over, use the same Shemata a second time. It wouldn't bother them. So really, you're allowed to do it. Just as the Chiddush here, the Tznuyos, they did not do this way. Kuf, what we just say, Omer Reb Zeira, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha, Shein Lev Eses, Asur L'Shamish, Ad Shetivdoik, Anisha doesn't have a Eses. So, Isha, but this was, Omer Reb Yimya, Omer Reb Abba, by Yimya, Omer Shmuel, Isha Shein Lovesis is Asur L'Shama Shach Shetivdek. You have to check her first. This time of the time is man they have Tyrus. Yeah. is Omale Rab Zeron Rab Abba Bar Yimya. Ein lo vesis boy bedika. What if she doesn't have a vest, then she has to check herself. For mashmi yesh lo vesis loy boy bedika. So why not? We just had our mishnah's mashmi. All mashmi have to check themselves. Omale meant like this. Because we're talking about here Bizman Tyrus. So Omale, yesh, if she has a vesis, or if she's awake, then boy bedika, she has to check herself. But Yishonah, she's like sleeping already, loy boy bedika, she doesn't have to check herself. Too much of a tircha. Mashenk and Eilu Aves, but Isha does not have a Ves Kavua, then yes, they know whether she's wide awake. Then Yishon doesn't mean she's sleeping. Mom, it doesn't mean she's not completely awake. Then, boy, Vedika, still you have to make a Vedika first. Omar Rovo, the lamely, why don't you say, Yesh lo Veses le Tyrus, boy, Vedika? Where she has a Veses for the Tyrus, she has to make a Vedika. But Labai le boy, Vedika, Labai, she doesn't have to make a Vedika. Ain Leves less than Isha doesn't have a Ves Kavua. Why don't you say a few Lebaranam boy Bedika? Why don't he answer like that and say this Chilik? Or Midlo Yom Rochi, since he did not say like this, Shamin, it's a proof to say clearly that Kasava Shmuel hold Nefalacha that call Lebaran Le boy Bedika. If it's the only question of living with your husband, you do not have to make a Bedika, even though Isha does not have a Ves Kavua. If it's only for Lebaila, it's Mutta. It's only for Tyrus that you have to make this Bedika. Tell Rabban one like this. Chamorin, a husband that works, a donkey driver, or perilim workers, vaboyim beis ovo, people come home from the beis ovo, beis mishtam, nishayim lehem becheskas tyra. Their wives are becheskas tyra, or boyim beshrein them, and they're allowed to live with them, ben yishonas ben oris, whether they're wide awake or whether they're sleeping a little bit. The medvam, when was this said, shenichem becheskas tyra, when you left them, they were still becheskas tyra. Avlonichem becheskas tyra, if you left them, they were tamei. Then the other maybe tuma that she's still tameh, and she tiyamalei tyrani until she tells you clearly that she's still she went to the mikvah. I v'ashmu the question of the maimukle, how do you put on this brisa? I b'sheyesh levetes kashora. It's mashmas brisa talking about legai betilchus tyrus, not tam labayla. See if she has a vetes, so kashora. He says before if she's awake she has to make a bedikah. Here it says she doesn't have to make a bedikah. He said before she always have to make a bedika, even though she's a little bit sleepy now, still they have to make a bedika. So she has a vessel over here. So the question is, she has a vessel since talking about the tyrus over here. If she's awake, she has to make a bedika. So the answer is v'chivin shetova. Since when the husband comes back, though he was away, so first he has to be tovei. He has to talk to her and tell her he wants to live with her. And so he speaks out of means, the Rashi, he has to be mefayisa, like they were away for a while. So he has to first start talking to her. If so, then we're not afraid that since he has to start talking and be nice to her, so she'll remember, if she was really tummy, she'll remember and tell her. So therefore, that's called like a bedika. So that you have to first be tavei, like ask her. And she has to, like the Torah says, pirish, kivin, shabom, naderech, mefaisa. You have to start talking nice to her first. So during that time, if she really was tummy, she would remember. So therefore, that's considered like a bedika, that's why she's mutter. Oh, Malaya popular Rovo, now Lemevet Tiamas Nisan. Should we pass on this Les Brisa? So we're to Bil Shmer, because the Chur is talking about Tyrus. And here we're talking about Lebazman is there, means there was no Tyrus. So Tyrus talks about it, that even though this is talking about by Tyrus, here the Shiloh was, Lemevet Tiamas Nisan, but Tyrus said, Lematsukor Midi Bishono, Hashem Afla Baila Gred, the Sorak Lakisa Taveya. Question is, she's a little bit sleepy. Maybe even Labaila, the husband should have to wake her up first to make sure she's Tyra. If she's awake, then we understand good. Because if she's tummy, she would have told you. But in the case where she's a little bit sleepy, that's the question, do you have a right to live with her or not? So, Ma'alamevet, Tia Masnisa.